Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Some wonderful news from Becky Lynch, some possible plans for an unusual Money in the Bank cash-in, and, oh, wait till I tell you what Vince McMahon did during the WrestleMania rehearsal. It's unreal. For Tuesday, May the 12th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Because the match last night, it wasn't what you thought it was. It wasn't for an opportunity to win the championship. It was for so much more. The match last night was actually for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, I can't fight anymore, but you can. You are the champion.
I'm the champion?
You are the champion.
I'm the champion!
You are the champion.
Yeah!
Now, and as happy as you are to be the champion, I might be a little bit happier. So you go and be a warrior, because I'm going to go be a mother.
Announcing she is going to be a mum for the very first time. Congratulations, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins. So Becky started Raw last night with what you heard just there, officially relinquishing the Raw Women's Championship and opening up the briefcase in front of Asuka to reveal that inside the briefcase was the Raw Women's title belt that now resides on the shoulder of Asuka. It was such a heartwarming moment at the start of Raw. We'll talk more about it on Raw Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Becky Lynch with that beautiful line, "You go and be a warrior because I'm going to go and be a mother," made the announcement official that she is expecting her first child with Seth Rollins. Just after that happened, Becky Lynch tweeted out saying, "I have no idea what happens from here, but I do know that you've made all my dreams come true. I entered the Performance Center in 2013, not knowing anyone. I will leave that same building tonight with my new family. Thank you all so much." Becky Lynch did an interview with People magazine, and she said that she found out that she was pregnant in April and is expected to give birth in December to the first child of Rebecca Quinn and Colby Lopez, a.k.a. Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins. They got engaged just about 6 months ago, August of last year, and this is wonderful news. Nothing but love and massive congratulations to Becky Lynch going forward. This is a real big moment for wrestling in general. Becky Lynch is one of those people that has been a flag bearer, a real center of attention in WWE. She's very much been quite literally the man for well over a year. So a break to go and start a family, to go and have more of a life outside of wrestling is truly wonderful. Shazza McKenzie tweeted out, Shazza McKenzie, independent wrestler, she's been on Desert Island Graps in the past. She's worked for AEW. She's been part of the wrestling scene for many years now. And she tweeted out, and this caught my eye, which is why I wanted to share Shazza McKenzie's tweet. She said, "The significance of Becky Lynch announcing she's pregnant whilst being at the top of not just WWE, but sports media is for women is huge. As I get older, I struggle with the idea that I've had to sacrifice my chances to be a mother for my career. Becky is proving that you don't have to." Nothing but love and massive congratulations to Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins. Becky Lynch officially expecting her first child. Wonderful news. that is the fate of the first Women's Money in the Bank briefcase. Turns out I had the Women's Championship inside it. What are the odds of that happening? What about the Men's Money in the Bank briefcase? We can confirm, if you didn't know already, that briefcase is held by Otis off of Heavy Machinery. And a lot has been said about what will happen with the men's briefcase now. Now, it's looking very much like we are going to see a very different style of Money in the Bank cash-in from Otis. To reflect a bit on Otis's title win, I celebrated with some fans online, and I got blocked by some fans online of WWE. And because this is a real divisive thing, a lot of people are very happy to see someone like Otis being given the opportunity as Mr. Money in the Bank. So many feel like it should have gone to somebody else, and Otis as a sort of comedy player shouldn't be in that position. But we will see how things play out. I think we're all very guilty sometimes of knee-jerk reacting to something and not seeing where the story goes. Admittedly, I get it, because WWE tends to burn us on these things sometimes, but be that as it may. So, Otis is set to appear on Miz TV. This was announced last night that Miz TV will be special guested by Otis on SmackDown this Friday night, in which we'll get an idea of what Otis has planned for the Money in the Bank briefcase. Now, based on numerous sources and an interview that Otis did a few weeks ago, it is looking very likely that for the first time ever, the Money in the Bank briefcase may be used in the tag team division. There is a lot suggesting that Otis will use the Money in the Bank opportunity that he has to cash in on the tag team titles with his tag team partner, Tucker. That is very likely at the moment to be a thing. I think that is more in keeping with where Otis is right now than Otis challenging Braun Strowman for the WWE title. I mean, don't get me wrong, it would be fun to see, but I can't imagine that happening right now. As much as I love Otis, I can't see him as WWE champion at this point. So to do something in the tag team division is very likely. Quite a few other rumours floating around from lesser concrete sources, but obviously there are suggestions around other titles in the company that Otis can mix it up with this briefcase. There will be some discussion on the Intercontinental title situation over the next day or so. We could even have some response to it later on today. What with Sami Zayn, the reigning champion, not being on WWE TV right now, they could easily do something with that. Maybe the IC title is inside the briefcase. Maybe. There is also some talk as well from non-reputable sources, but it's an interesting bit of food for thought, of Otis handing the briefcase to Mandy and giving Mandy an opportunity at the SmackDown Women's Championship with it instead. Very likely as well. But we'll find out a little bit more what Otis has planned as Mr. Money in the Bank when we get to SmackDown this coming Friday.
Billy and I do not need the championships to prove just how motivated we are to win. The future has already arrived here at Monday Night Raw. Because we are Iconics!
Welcome back to the Iconics. After an extended bit of time away, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce made their return to WWE television last night, crashing a moment of bliss with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. This led to a match between the two, and it led to Bliss and Cross losing to the Iconics in a non-title match, which will therefore put Billy Kay and Peyton Royce back in the mix of the WWE Women's Tag Team titles, which is very much needed right now. I genuinely believe that these guys have got a lot to offer in the division. It's a division that's really struggling from a lack of depth, so to put them back in it is great. Where have they been, though? Well, they've been very active on social media. We've seen Billy Kay and Peyton Royce doing a lot on Instagram. I've seen Billy Kay and Peyton Royce doing a lot of stuff on TikTok and other platforms. So they've just been biding their time, waiting to come back to television. And last time we saw them was in November. So it's been a long time coming, the return of the Iconics. And it looks as if for Backlash, we could be getting a title match between the Iconics and Bliss and Cross, among other matches, including one massive return match from WrestleMania. More on that on Raw Graded and the Raw WTF moments on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today. From the Wrestling Observer, this is how the WWE's TV taping schedule shakes up for this week. Yesterday, they recorded Raw and SmackDown. So that's SmackDown done for this week at the Performance Center, obviously. Next week's Raw and next week's SmackDown are being taped today. So as we speak, they're getting set up for that right now. NXT will go live to tape on Wednesday. They'll also tape the NXT episode for the 20th of May on Wednesday as well. So they're going to do two back-to-back tapings of NXT tomorrow. WWE are planning to feature in a video game very, very soon. I'm a big fan of the King of Fighters series in general. King of Fighters All-Star released a trailer for their next update, which is the app version of King of Fighters. And it's going to feature WWE superstars The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Kofi Kingston as playable characters. I love it when, on the odd occasion, you get a nice little wrestling influence in a beat-em-up game. I'm still waiting for a WWE guy to turn up in Mortal Kombat. Imagine how good that would be. I'm going to leave you a second just to imagine it. Just going to imagine it for you. Imagined it? All right, that's enough imagining. AEW news now. Colt Cabana has been announced as the second entrant in the casino ladder match at AEW's Double or Nothing on May the 23rd. It's him and Darby Allin so far. One more name to be announced to receive an opportunity to fight for a chance at the AEW Championship. A triple threat ladder match being set up for Double or Nothing, which we understand is coming out of Daly's Place at the end of this month. Sue Young has signed a new multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling. Impact confirmed the news on their social media platforms last night after it was reported by PW Insider. There's been a deal sort of trying to be found between these two sides for quite a while now, and they've finally got something sorted. She is going to be an asset to that Knockouts division going forward as well. There is nobody quite like Sue Young in the wrestling world, so I'm glad that she's got herself a permanent home on Impact Wrestling. WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley is going on a speaking tour when all of this blows over in October. He was talking about that and talking about the origin of his catchphrase, bang, bang, whilst interviewed by Fightful. He explained that it wasn't even that planned a deal. It was something that came from his subconscious. He said, I wasn't even made aware that I made noises through my matches. It just came from the back of my mind. Bang Bang had maybe the most humble of wrestling origins. I dropped an elbow on Nasty Ned Brady in Greensboro, North Carolina. I think it was one day before I'd lost two teeth. One day before I'd lost two teeth in a car accident. The song from B-52's Love Shack went through my mind and I looked up at the camera and said, bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. And I never again used on the door, baby. The more meaningful and the more I believed in the gesture, the better the match was going to be. And ending on an incredible story around Vince McMahon, who is 74 years old at this point. Saw him make a cameo appearance at the Money in the Bank match as they brawled into his office. And believe it or not, Vince McMahon is still leading from the front. And this story comes from Fightful Select. So at WrestleMania this year, during the rehearsals, Rob Gronkowski was very uncertain about taking the dive off of the balcony onto the wrestlers, the move that won him the 24/7 championship. So Vince McMahon, in his infinite wisdom, decided to show him that it wasn't that bad. So Vince climbed up onto the balcony and performed the dive off the balcony. Stood up and went, that's not so bad, is it? If Vince McMahon, in his 70s, is taking a bump like that, there's no reason why Rob wasn't going to do it. So Rob sucked it up, did the bump on the night, knowing full well that if Vince McMahon's going to do it, then I need to do it as well. There's always been stories like this of Vince McMahon throwing himself into like physical angles to kind of prove that, hey, look, if I can do it, then you should be able to do it as well. Top marks of Vince McMahon for that. Top marks. And that'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for today. Apologies. It's a little bit later than we normally like to put it out, but it's here and it's in your ears, and that is the main thing. Later on today, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Myself and Matthew Gregg watching old episodes of Friday Night SmackDown together. And you can watch along with us by downloading the podcast later on today. Brand new episode of Desert Island Graps tomorrow. Jazzy Gabbert, the former NXT UK star, is going to be chatting with me about life before, during and after NXT. And of course, she's going to be picking her three favourite wrestling matches. Always great fun. Jazzy Gabbert's a wonderful human being, and I can't wait for you to meet her properly tomorrow. I will speak to you tomorrow, by the way. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.